Recovery Radio, KMP 3000 Oaks.
Yes. You are listening to the Recovery Radio Podcast on KMP 3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail. You can follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. Check out my website, recoveryradiokmp3.com. If you get the books, go to sarcasticbigbook.com. And as always, I'm so glad you're here with me. I don't know if your day's just getting started, or it's just winding down, or it's somewhere right in the middle, but here we are. You and me. And I am glad for that. Grateful I have no desire to drink today. I do have a piping hot cup of French roast coffee, mixed with some Don Francisco's Hawaiian hazelnut. It is absolutely delicious. I'm drinking it out of my unicorn mug, and I am in an absolutely incredible mood today. I was thinking about people-pleasing. And I was thinking about how when I was new, and for longer than I care to admit, I really believed that being helpful to people meant pleasing them. Actually, did not have those two things separated. Helping meant pleasing. And that's just, in my opinion, in my experience, total bullshit. How I started to unravel all this first started happening when I learned the message that I have today, that's just in black and white in the big book. But for some reason, I had to have a lot of things untangled and explained. And it starts with this: fear is a manifestation of self. Fear is a manifestation of self. Fear blocks me from God. Fear is one of the ways self-centeredness shows up in my life. People-pleasing is based in fear, not love. People-pleasing is based in fear because it is about what I'm hoping your perception of me will be. It's about avoiding confrontation because I'm afraid of confrontation. I'm afraid of confrontation, or I'm afraid of what you'll think of me, or I'm afraid of letting you down, or I'm afraid of And that's how I started to unravel this. That was how I first started to see that in my own life, speaking for myself. I'm not an expert or a guru or anything in any way with any of this. I'm just sharing my own experience with these things, and that's it. But that was when I started to realize that for myself, people-pleasing is selfish. And without getting into the root of why and all that, it was enough for me just to start there. Say, you know what? It's selfish. You're in a hole. Get out of the hole. We can talk for the rest of your life about what caused you to get into the hole and why you're down there, but you need to get out, like now. Imagine if somebody were trapped in some hole of some kind and you're there to rescue them and they're like, can you explain to me why I'm down here first? Can we get you out of there? I need to understand why I'm in here, though. You don't have to understand. You need to get out. So I noticed that it was not helpful to interact with people in a way where I am being disingenuous, which is what people-pleasing also is. Not helpful to not be my authentic self. Not helpful. Actually harmful. People-pleasing is like Muzak, where it's this attempt to please everybody and in turn pleases no one kind of thing. But initially I just thought, I have to be helpful. Whatever you want, whatever you say, whatever you're asking of me. And I've come to learn in my own life that acting that way and behaving that way actually causes a lot of damage. It's very selfish. I cause a lot of damage that way by the following pattern. I would people please. And then, because you can't permanently deny your true nature, I would eventually become authentic. And I would create a very disillusioning, disheartening, painful experience for the people for whom I was, you know, being servile. It caused a lot of pain that way. Eventually, I don't know how sober I was. I was sober quite a while when I learned that. Just be honest and kind. Be honest and also nice. You can be honest without being mean at all. And I learned that if I could be honest and kind, and if somebody took offense to me being honest and kind, I don't care anyway. I don't want somebody who's going to be offended by my being honest and kind in my life anyway. Who cares? It's a form of selfishness that's in the big book. I think it falls into this area right here on page 60 in the book Alcoholics Anonymous. Check it out. Check out the sweet action. Last paragraph on page 60. The first requirement is that we be convinced that any life run on self-will can hardly be a success, because on that basis, we're almost always in collision with something or somebody, even though our motives are good. Most people try to live by self-propulsion. Each person is like an actor who wants to run the whole show, is forever trying to arrange the lights, the ballet, the scenery, and the rest of the players in his own way. If his arrangements would only stay put, if only people do as he wished, the show would be great. Everybody, including himself, will be pleased and life will be wonderful. In trying to make these arrangements, our actor may be sometimes quite virtuous. He may be kind, considerate, patient, generous, even modest and self-sacrificing. They're describing somebody playing God. But this is playing God because I'm being kind, considerate, patient, generous, modest, and self-sacrificing because I'm a self-seeker, even when trying to be kind. Because I am trying to arrange the lights, the ballet, and the scenery. In this case, I'm trying to maintain a reputation with you. I want you to like me. I want your approval. Does that make sense? It was like a really daunting exercise for me the first time I said no to people confidently. That was a monumental time. And it took a lot of practice, a lot of buildup. But I have learned that if I honor my highest self, my true self, that pleases people. It pleases the people you want in your life, for sure. If you honoring your highest self doesn't please the people in your life, that's something to think about. All right, I want to give a shout out to Mallory and Wes and Ross and Heather and Cousin Dupree and Cuzio and Bill and Jim, and a special shout out to Chelsea and to Dave. And if anybody needs to hear it, everything is okay. I'm doing a new shapewear line starting today. It's called Spiritual Awakening. And it's because that's what you have when you see me wearing it. All right, I'm out of here. Check out the new book if you get a chance. Go to Amazon, Cruel Truths, a children's book for adults only. Check out that book and Sarcastic Daily Meditations and the Sarcastic Big Book and all that other crap. And email me, sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. And I do not know why my life was saved, but I am going to go try to live a life that was worth saving. And I hope you do the same.